Welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB in Boston. I should mention that during the great performance of Tosca we just heard from the second act, there was a lot of acting going on stage between Scarpia, Brent Terfel, and Christina Opelaisar, Tosca. Very animated, acting as well as great singing. After a short intermission, this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with music director Andres Nelsons, soprano Christina Opelais, and bass baritone Brent Terfel will continue. We'll have highlights from operas by Wagner, Dvorak, Gershwin, and more. Now, you can hear Tanglewood concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/tanglewood. That's where you'll also find interviews with guest artists and conductors and BSO musicians, as well as our complete broadcast schedule. And be sure to look for the link to the BSO box office to help make plans for the 2017-2018 season at Symphony Hall. And all Bernstein Gala concert kicks off the season on September 22nd. And subscriptions are available now for the entire season. For all the information you need, just start at classicalwcrb.org/tanglewood. Well, each summer, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus sings in a variety of Boston Symphony concerts here at the Shed, but they also take the stage for a performance of their own in the last of a series of Friday Prelude concerts at Seiji Ozawa Hall. This summer's concert took place just last night, and it was conceived, prepared, and conducted by newly appointed BSO Choral Director James Burton. He arranged a program of music that traversed the course of the seasons, with music from as early as the 16th century and as recent as the year 2000. And here is one highlight of the concert with soprano soloist Katie Van Koten and pianist Brett Hodgson. James Burton leads the women of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus in Claude Debussy's Salut Printemps.
Thank you.
A piece written in praise of the beauty and rejuvenation of springtime. That was Claude Debussy's Salut Printemps, featuring soprano Katie Coven, pianist Brett Hogdon, and the women of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, all led by BSO choral director James Burton, in concert at Seiji Ozawa Hall last night. It was part of a program that celebrated nature's cycle of seasons through works by Britten, Brahms, Elgar, and others. And the concert culminated in The Passing of the Year, written in 2000 by British composer Jonathan Dove. Here's the final part of that piece entitled Ring Out Wild Bells. It's a sort of call to renewal after the frost of winter, with a text by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Once again, with pianist Brett Hodgman, James Burton leads the Tanglewood Festival Chorus.
Thank you.
ending with the words, "Ring out the thousand wars of old, ring in the thousand years of peace." That was Ring Out Wild Bells, the final part of Jonathan Dove's The Passing of the Year, set to a text by Alfred Lord Tennyson. ESO choral director James Burton led the Tanglewood Festival chorus with pianist Brett Hogsden in concert at Sage Ozawa Hall here at Tanglewood just last night. The TFC will be on stage here at the Shed tomorrow for the season-ending performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with music director Andres Nelsons. And stay with us. The TFC will be on stage in a few minutes as Andres Nelsons leads the operatic highlights by Wagner, Dvorak, and Gershwin with soprano Christina Opelice and bass baritone Bryn Terfel. Coming up in this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert, a WCRB broadcast coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood. From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Della Chiesa. In just a few minutes, music director Andres Nelsons will be back on stage to continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert. We'll have a kaleidoscope of operatic highlights featuring soprano Christina Opelice and bass baritone Bryn Terfel, who we heard earlier in Act Two of Tosca. The first piece for this part of the program is fittingly one that introduces a concert from Act Two of Richard Wagner's Tannhäuser. The entrance of the guests takes place just before a contest of song. It's a pivotal moment in the plot, one that eventually determines the fate of the title character and his true love, Elizabeth. That's followed by a short part from another Wagner opera that revolves around a singing contest. Bryn Terfel will sing Hans Sachs' monologue from Die Meistersinger. Hans Sachs is a Meistersinger who senses something special and important in the song of a young knight by the name of Walter von Stolzing. In the aria, we'll hear, as Mark Mandel's notes put it, Sachs compares Walter to someone inspired by birdsong, but not really capable of recreating that song himself. Hans Sachs also acknowledges that whatever the other Meistersingers may have thought, he himself was quite taken with what he heard. Following those two excerpts from Wagner's operas, the BSO and Andres Nelsons will turn to Antonín Dvořák and his most famous opera, Ruzalka. It's a story inspired in part by Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid. Ruzalka is a water nymph who falls in love with a prince. She makes a deal with a witch that allows her to take human form, but she cannot speak. Well, the prince is drawn to her, but ultimately their inability to communicate dooms the relationship. Eventually, the prince seeks forgiveness from Ruzalka and accepts a kiss from her, knowing that it will cause his own death. From Act One of Ruzalka, Christina Opelice will sing the Song to the Moon, in which she asks the moon to make the prince aware of her feelings. And in this concert, that's followed by a polonaise from Act Two, danced in celebration of the prince's impending wedding to Ruzalka before events take their tragic turn. Now, following all of that, we'll hear Christina Opelice and Bryn Terfel with highlights from George Gershwin's opera, Porgy and Bess. We were talking about our soloist, Bryn Terfel. Now, Sir Bryn Terfel, the Welsh bass baritone, has performed in all the great opera houses all over the world, especially noted for portrayals of operas by Mozart, Verdi, and Wagner. He's also doing many concerts, versatility as a concert performer, with engagements ranging from the Royal Variety Show to a gala concert with Andrea Bocelli in New York's Central Park. Other recent highlights include his role debut as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, and also Sweeney Todd for English National Opera. He made his Boston Symphony debut on opening night of the BSO's 1997-1988 season, and his first Tanglewood appearance with the BSO was in August of 1998. His return engagements have included opening night of the 2010-2011 season, and also Tanglewood concerts in 1998, 2004, and 2013. By the way, he sang Wotan in a BSO concert performance of Wagner's Die Walküre, Act 3. That was back in 2013. His most recent Tanglewood debut, July 2015, arias by Verdi in the role of Scarpia in a concert performance of Tosca, Act 1. That was with Tosca Sandra Radvanovsky. Christina Opelice, one of today's most sought-after sopranos. On the international scene, she sings all over the world. Now here's Andres Nelson coming on stage. We will hear the entrance of the guests from Act Two of Wagner's Tannhäuser from WCRB.
Thank you.
glorious opening to the second half of this concert, that was the entrance of the guests from Act Two of Richard Wagner's Tannhäuser, performed in concert by the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Andras Nelsons. Andras Nelsons once mentioned that Tannhäuser was one of the operas that introduced him to the world of classical music and was responsible for him entering the world of music, classical music, and becoming a conductor. Here's Brent Terfel now to sing Hans Sachs' monologue from Der Meistersinger with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Andras Nelsons conducting in concert here at Tanglewood.
Was gilt's, was ich dir sagen kann, bin gar ein armer, fältiger Mann. Soll mir die Arbeit nicht schmecken, gäb's Freund, lebe mich frei, tät besser das Leben zu strecken und ließ alle Poeterei. Ganzes Gebot,
We've just heard Hans Sachs' monologue from Wagner's Der Meistersinger, performed here at Tanglewood by bass baritone Brent Terfel, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Andras Nelsons. Brent Terfel, of course, well known for his portrayal of Wagner roles. He sung the complete Ring Cycle as Wotan. Many other performances of Wagner throughout the world. In just a few moments, coming on stage, soprano Christina Opelais, and this evening of operatic highlights with the Boston Symphony will continue with a beautiful Song to the Moon from Act One of Dvorak's Rusalka from WCRB. A gorgeous plea for love from the title character of Dvorak's Rusalka. That was a song to the moon, sung in concert here at Tanglewood. My soprano, Christina Opelijs, with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Andras Nelsons. By the way, she sang Rusalka in a new production at the Met during the 2016-2017 season. It was also seen worldwide as part of the Met's Live in HD series. She also sang Manon Lescaut and La Bohème. Made her debut at the Met, by the way, in 2013 as Magda in La Rondine, well known for her singing of the Puccini roles. Still on stage, and once again heads to the stage door. Now it's another part of Rusalka. Polonaise from Act Two. Andras Nelsons leads the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB.
Thank you.
was the Polonaise from Dvořák's Rusalka, performed here at Tanglewood by the Boston Tiffany Orchestra and conductor Andras Nelsons. Now coming up next are soloists, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, the BSO and Andras Nelsons will perform excerpts from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. We'll also hear the introduction and Jazzbo Brown Blues, Summertime, I Got Plenty of Nuttin', and Bess, You Is My Woman Now. It was immediately after reading DuBose Hayward's novel, Porgy, in 1926, that George Gershwin knew it was great material for some kind of project, but it still took half a dozen years before the composer could begin work on it. Later, Gershwin wrote, "No story could have been more ideal for the serious form I needed than Porgy and Bess. First of all, it is American, and I believe that American music should be based in American material." Now, we'd love to hear it. Here's some excerpts from Porgy and Bess. From George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, Bess, You Is My Woman Now, performed here at Tanglewood by soprano Christina Opelice, bass baritone Brent Terfel, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Andras Nelsons. Those selections from Porgy and Bess also included the introduction and Jazzbo Brown Blues, Vita Foxy's Piano, Summertime, and I Got Plenty of Nuttin', and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus prepared by James Burton. By the way, Branwell Tovey conducted Porgy and Bess 6 years ago, this very day, August 26, 2011. And coincidentally, Hurricane Irene was headed up this way, did not hit the area full force, but the performance of the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven had to be canceled the next afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Porgy and Bess opened as a Broadway show, ran for 124 performances in New York after a tryout in Boston at the Colonial Theater. Wasn't until 1976 that the world heard Gershwin's original conception when the Houston Grand Opera premiered the full score. Here they are once again. Brent Terfel, Christina Opelice, our conductor, Andras Nelsons, members of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, a full stage, everyone standing. What a sight to behold. Brent Terfel leans over and a kiss on the cheek to Christina Opelice. Andras Nelsons, all of them on stage now. And he's back on the podium. I think we're going to have an encore. Well, you heard an encore. I'll try to describe what happened. That was, of course, from one of Mozart's Don Giovanni, L'Arte di Rem la Mano, the act of seduction between Zerlina and Giovanni. Christina Opelais as Zerlina, Ren Terfel as Giovanni, and all kinds of things going on. You hear the audience reacting. First of all, Ren Terfel grabs the baton from our conductor, Andres Nelson. He gets it back. He goes on the podium. Then he embraces his wife at the end, Ren Terfel kissing Zerlina. It was incredible. I mean, just to see it on stage and the audience reacting. And finally, at the end, Andres Nelsons, of course, embracing his wife, Christina Opelais, a big kiss. So everything is forgiven and forgotten. After all, it's only opera, right? James Burton on stage, the music director of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, getting in on the excitement and the fun. What a night. First, we heard Act Two of Tosca, Ren Terfel as Scarpia, Christina Opelais singing the role of Tosca, the leading role. They're all on stage now. Ren Terfel, now Sir Ren Terfel, by the way. He received a knighthood for his service to music earlier this year. Christina Opelais, Andres Nelsons, James Burton, all heading to the Tanglewood door, the door of the stage, the Kozovitsky Music Shed, but you can hear the audience, I think, is demanding that they come out again after all that fun these artists had. And what a night of opera from Tanglewood. Now remember, you can hear Tanglewood concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. We'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to this beautiful place in the Berkshires. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. This broadcast from Tanglewood is supported in part by the Gregory E. Bulger Foundation, dedicated to supporting the performing arts in Greater Boston. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston and the Boston Symphony, wish to acknowledge the many other generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. We urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced on air and online by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Sean Murphy, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. For the Tanglewood Festival Chorus recording we heard during intermission, the recording engineer was Jennifer Nelson, with post-production by Carl Tabol. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurziger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at the Kozovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.